been a pretty awesome week liturgically. On Sunday, we got to celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, and then it was on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever the 13th was, we got to celebrate the Feast of St. Anthony, which we celebrated with great solemnity. And then today, we get to celebrate the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And especially since being ordained and since I've been in the seminary, just that image of the Sacred Heart has been something that has just been very special to me. And I don't know if it was because of my mom used to have an image of the Sacred Heart that hung in a room, and it was just kind of, it's kind of one of those images where the eye, it was a little bit creepy, where, you know, the eyes kind of follow you around the room, but you know, there was just some, but there was something that was very beautiful about it, and there was something that was very telling about it. And when I was in the seminary, a friend of mine gave me a smaller image, similar to the one that my mom had, and I had that while I was in the seminary, and it's just really a beautiful image to meditate on. Sometimes when I have little kids, I'll ask them, you know, what is it that you notice about the Sacred Heart of Jesus? What do you notice about this picture? What's the first thing that draws your attention? You know, and they'll put up their little hands. Father, it's on fire! You know, and that fire is, it's representative. It's a visual reminder for us of the love of God, that God is so in love with us, that he so loves each one of us that his heart is on burning, is on fire. It's not on burning, that doesn't make sense. It's on fire for us, it's burning for us. You know, think about it. Have you ever been so in love that your heart was burning, you know, that your heart was on fire for someone? You loved him that much, that it consumed you. Well, this is the love of God for us. It burns him. And because he so desires, he just wants to love us. You know, he just wants to show us that love. He just wants us to accept that love. So his heart is burning for us. The other thing that the kids will notice is that there's a crown of thorns that encircles the heart of Jesus. And as we read in the gospel, there's the wound of the lance that has pierced the heart of Jesus. And if we think about the woundedness of the heart of Jesus, the woundedness too is another sign of love. Because the people that are the closest to us, the people that are most intimate with us, have the greatest power to hurt us. That's why a betrayal of someone close to us is far more devastating. You know, if a husband or wife or, you know, child or something, someone like that, if they betray us, that's much more devastating than somebody we never met. Why? Because we have something that we've shared with that person. You know, with strangers, we don't share the interior of our hearts. We don't open our hearts to that person. We don't allow them into those most sacred and holy recesses of our heart. But to the one that we truly love, we are completely open. We are completely revealed. And there's a risk that takes place in that. Because we have to have a trust that person isn't going to take advantage of us. You know, when one of the analogies that St. Paul uses for this type of intimacy that Jesus has with us, with his beloved church, which is his spouse, is the marital analogy. The husband and wife have revealed everything to one another. They're completely open with one another. They've given their hearts to one another. And in that mutual exchange of love, in that mutual sharing of the inmost secrets of their heart, there's a sharing of life. There's a sharing of love. And it is the same with Jesus. That he's opened up himself to us. He shared with us the interior life of God. He's revealed to us who he is and how much he loves us. But that opens him up to be hurt. He's hurt through our sin. He's wounded because he loves us. But in the amazing power of God, even those wounds in the heart of Jesus are revelatory. They show even more God's love for us. Sure, God can love us when we're good, when we're little, when we're cute. But what about when we get old? When we sin? Does he still love us then? You better believe it. And that wound in his heart proves it. That he has opened up that for us so that we might have life and have it to the full, so that we might have the mercy of God poured out upon us, that we may be sanctified by his blood that flows from his most sacred heart. This is what we come to know and to understand about the most sacred heart of Jesus. And so our desire is that through the power of grace, that our heart is transformed to be like his. That our hearts are burning with love. Burning with love for God, burning for love with one another, burning for love of salvation, for the salvation of souls. That our hearts are willing to be sacrificed. They're willing to be rend open and torn open. Willing to be ripped out. Thrown on the ground. Stomped on. And yet, still love. To be willing to forgive those who are unforgivable. To love those who are unlovable. There's a beautiful prayer. O most sacred heart of Jesus, make my heart like unto thine. That could be our prayer. To pray today, and we'll have the time after, you know, as we receive Jesus into our soul here at Mass, and then after Mass to have a little time with of Eucharistic adoration, to pray for that. O most sacred heart of Jesus, O Jesus, make my heart like yours. Inflamed, burning with love, wounded, poured out. Most sacred heart of Jesus, make my heart like unto thine.